Hey, I'm Brendan.
And I'm Michi. We are live at the NSU studios for our Monday NSU interview talk. And this morning we have Katie Spencer and Patrick Hicks.
Hello.
Who are from the financial offices at NSU. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. You know, it is Monday morning. We are starting the week off bright and early. I'm seeing a blue sky out there, but NSU is still on the mind with summer happening. There's a little bit of time for people to still be able to file for FAFSA, right?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
F before the S.
Let's start off with, what is FAFSA?
FAFSA is the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. It's run by the U.S. government, and you can go to studentaid.gov to apply.
I just want to let everybody know I was lying. That's how I went to college.
Me too.
All right. So back to the questions. What's the most important thing for students to know about FAFSA going in?
Yeah. So it opens October 1 of the year prior that they're looking to apply. And so they still have a good amount of time for this coming fall, which would be the 2026-27 FAFSA. And also to make sure that you have your tax information handy. You will, if you're a dependent student, most likely will need your parents' tax information as well as yours.
Yeah, and I know that actually caused some complications for me growing up because my parents ran their own business. So they had already had their own tax flow of when they got their thing done and how it worked. And my school needing that information really put that on its head. For those students out there, those parents out there, that's something to kind of keep top of mind. You might want to be more
ahead. It is prior year taxes, so 2 years prior pretty much. So for 2026-27 right now, you're going off of 2024. So just keep that in mind.
And is this a process that has to be repeated every single year? Or is it like the beginning of your college life and one and done?
No, it's once a year. So October 1 will come out every year. And we always say the earlier the better, just so that you don't have to worry about it. There are some grants that are first come, first serve based on when you apply for the FAFSA, among other things, a financial need, things like that. But yes, be sure to think about it. I say at least in, you know, the summer at the minimum, but if you want to be an early bird, definitely around that October month for each year you want to.
And another thing is that even if you run into this a lot, if you know or feel like you don't even qualify for FAFSA, one of the things is to still fill it out, because there's other programs and grants that sometimes they use the FAFSA to be able to just even award you those scholarships or grants, just to make sure that you've done it. So if you're going to do some type of school program that they have going on or anything like that, just having the FAFSA, whether you qualify or not, is one of the requirements for it. So even if you don't feel like you qualify for it, it's a good thing to do it.
Right.
Would you say if you're applying for college, that's probably the most important piece of paperwork to go ahead and attack as far as financing goes?
Probably top three.
Yeah, for sure. As he said, yeah, even if you just get loans or you don't think you're qualified for much, there are some other programs that require just doing it. So, and it's free. That's what I always tell students. Like, the worst thing that can happen is that you don't decide to use it, and that's totally fine, but at least you know.
Yeah.
So who qualifies for FAFSA?
So for the most part, as long as you have all the paperwork and the taxes and everything, you're most likely going to be offered loans to some degree. You may or may not be eligible for Pell Grants, so that's something that is needs-based. And there are different types of loans that are needs-based as well. But at the minimum, usually students, as long as they still have the lifetime eligibility and are in their annual limit, they would be offered loans, and it's up to them if they want to take it out or not.
And is there any common mistakes that you see with students and families that they make on the FAFSA?
Yeah. So a lot of the times they can forget to sign it. So it is electronic, but you can still not finish the process and forget to sign it, and it will be come in rejected. Social Security numbers, making sure that all of that is included. And then, making sure tax information is all there, I think, are the big ones.
And another thing is, you say Social Security numbers, make sure they all match, because sometimes they'll flip a number or things like that.
Gotcha.
Make sure that you read everything that you're supposed to initial, anything that you're supposed to check, because all those things will get your FAFSA return back to you. Mm-hmm. And also, when you do that, keep an eye out on your email, because they're not going to call you.
Right.
So most of their communication is going to be through your email. So if you did do it, keep checking your email, because a lot of people expect the phone calls, like, oh, it's, you know, completed. So just keep an eye on that.
This has been part one of Brendan Amici's Rise and Shine interview with Katie Spencer and Patrick Hicks from the NSU Financial Office, where they discuss any and all information you could need about the FAFSA. To hear part two, visit lakescountry1021.com or stay tuned for the upcoming segment. For more information about the FAFSA, you can visit nsuok.edu/financial aid. Now let's get back to the music on Lakes Country 102.1.